Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. 200 jobs are coming to North Alabama. The Brown-Forman Corporation, which produces Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey, will open a cooperage to produce new oak barrels. General Manager Greg Ruschkowski explains that cooperage is the art of barrel making.
We'll cut the stave and heading, and basically what we'll do is we'll take the assemble a square for the head, and we'll cut it into a round head, and then we will, for staves, we're going to take that wood that's about a 3-inch wide piece and about 36 inches long. First of all, we're going to bend it, and then we're going to fit it together in a round basic circle, put those steel hoops on it and hold it together. There's no nails, no glue, anything holding that barrel together other than the pressure of the wood on those steel bands. So we basically have to fill that barrel with liquid in a day or two.
Ruschkowski says they plan to roll out the first barrels in May of 2014. Alabama officials say the addition of this facility could create approximately 400 more indirect jobs. The State Board of Education has approved a resolution to intervene in the operations of the Birmingham City Board of Education. Today, State Superintendent of Education, Dr. Tommy Bice, said the decision was based on the board's past performance and its failure to meet deadlines. He says the board recently missed submitting its financial recovery plan.
We feel it's imperative that we have a presence there to make sure that it's implemented. Because once you start putting names on the plan, it gets kind of in the weeds of things, and school boards are not to get into that level. They're there to pass policy and pass recommendations, so we want to make sure that it moves fast. If that doesn't occur, the resolution today then moves it into the next level of intervention where the state superintendent takes direct control of the fiscal operation of the school system, appoints the chief financial officer that then will make recommendations to me as to what we need to do to make it to the level of restoration we want.
Birmingham's Board of Education has until June 26 to approve their revised financial recovery plan. A $1,000 reward is being offered by the Central Alabama Crime Stoppers for information leading to arrests in Montgomery's three most recent homicides. 22-year-old Atrevious Perry was found shot to death on June the 6th at 2:30 a.m. in the 2100 block of Traction Avenue. Just a day later on June 7th, 25-year-old Carmichael Teague died of a gunshot wound around 10:45 p.m. in the 3500 block of Farrow Drive. And 30-year-old Reginald Shackelford was fatally shot on June 11th around 8:10 a.m. in the 1300 block of Audubon Road. The Montgomery Police Department is asking anyone with information regarding the three homicides to call the Crime Stoppers number at 215-STOP. Also, a teenager accused of hindering prosecution in the triple killing in Auburn has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in a separate case in Montgomery. Chief Deputy District Attorney Daryl Bailey says 18-year-old Jeremy Thomas pleaded guilty Wednesday in the 2011 shooting death of a 14-year-old girl in Montgomery. Thomas was 17 at the time of the shooting. He is scheduled for sentencing July 12th by Circuit Judge Gene Reese. In other news, Republican House Speaker Mike Hubbard of Auburn says he won't run for governor in 2014. Hubbard told WAKA-TV he has a great relationship with Republican Governor Robert Bentley and won't run against him. Hubbard said he has enjoyed his first term as Speaker of the House and would like to serve a second 4-year term when the House elects a new speaker following the 2014 legislative elections. Hubbard said he might consider a race for governor in 2018. Today, expect partly cloudy skies with a 50% chance of rain in your highs in the lower 90s. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening, then partly cloudy skies after midnight, lows around 70 degrees. Friday, look for a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs in the mid-80s. Friday night, partly cloudy with your lows in the mid-60s. Saturday, scattered clouds, your highs in the mid-80s. Saturday night, clear with your lows in the mid-60s. And on your Sunday, expect partly cloudy skies in your highs in the mid-80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.